David Cooper in about 15 minutes time on Ask David. No, it's David Cooper ruins the show. And then it's slow news day on what has not been a slow news day. And in addition to all of that, it's Advice Lady next here on the iHeartTalk Radio Network.
The Stay in Your Car, in the Driveway radio show. Mm-hmm. Jim Richards on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
All right, Advice Lady joins us right now, Eileen. Advice Lady Eileen is what we're going with. Is that not correct?
That's my name.
How are you, by the way? Did you have a great week?
How are you?
I'm good, thank you very much.
Good.
I'm very tired, though, Advice Lady. I'm very tired.
Are you getting enough sleep?
No, not at all. I went to bed at 7 a.m. yesterday and woke up at 11.
What?
Actually, that's not yesterday. That's today. What the hell am I talking about? It's my yesterday.
That doesn't sound right at all.
I don't know. I couldn't. I mean, I was falling asleep. I would try to get to bed at 2, but I was tossing and turning and, well, let's not lie, counting my likes from Instagram, just, you know, doing one of my favorite things, just trying to accumulate likes on Instagram. And then there's construction in front of my house and a school in front of my house. So how am I supposed to sleep? Hopefully I'll get some. Do you have any advice on getting a good night's sleep?
I am all about melatonin and an eye mask.
Oh, eye mask is a must. It's the best.
Yes, shut the world away. Shut the whole world out. And if need be, mildly drug yourself.
Well, okay. I've not tried that yet. But the thing about a good eye mask is that, they're so fantastic. I used to think that, you have to have blackout curtains. But it doesn't matter if you have an eye mask because they're very comfortable. You can get a good comfortable one. And the good ones aren't like a bandana right up against your eyelid. You can blink inside the good ones because they almost have this Nerf bubble in them.
Yeah, and you know what? Sometimes that makes all the difference, just to know that you're not having any distraction at all.
All right. Okay, new trend. This comes to us from Slate. The new trend is apparently kids pooping outside. Is it really that common? Somebody asked Slate.com, why do kids keep pooping outside on portable toilets at parks and in playgrounds? They said that parents are bringing them everywhere now instead of making their kids use public restrooms. I do not know if this is true or if somebody is trying to prank us through Slate, which I thought was pretty reputable. But have you heard of this, parents bringing portable toilets everywhere?
Yeah, you know what? I reached out to I'm part of a mom group. It's like the Illuminati with uteruses. And we all kind of share stories and stuff. And this is a thing. This is actually a thing. And I got to say, when you're dealing with creatures that have zero self-control, you have to be prepared.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
I'm not leaving it to chance.
Okay, so you yourself have brought a portable toilet around into parks and playgrounds?
You know what? I haven't, because when my boys were young, it was like I'd point them at a tree. And luckily, it was only ever a number one. And with my daughter, it became a little dicey, but, you know, you make do. There are moms that fully take potties. They line it with wipes. They do the whole thing. And, I mean, I can see it, because why tie your arm high behind your back and not be as comfortable dealing with this as possible?
Okay. So you're
telling...
You know,
I mean, these are feral dirt tornadoes. These are, like, out of control. You have to do something with them.
Okay. What condition is the porta potty, a little portable toilet, after you put it back in the car and... do you just have one that you keep in the trunk or something like that?
Yeah. So you keep one in the trunk. And what I used to do too, is you even have those, just the little potty seats that go on top of the toilet. You take that to like the mall or something like that. Right. Cause so the kid doesn't fall in the public washer.
All right.
But you have the potties, and moms, even if their kids are older, still carry wipes. We have them everywhere. We still use them for everything. So you clean out the potty and then you're good to go. Because if you've ever tried to get a kid into a porta potty, where they're basically looking down into a pit of hell that they now have to stick their butt over, they don't want to do that, right? You're fighting them on that. So, again, you're making this unpleasant situation as pleasant as possible.
All right. You know, sometimes being a guy, you have no idea what the fair sex is doing in order to make things work for the rest of us. But if that's what works best, then that's what works best. I saw a list of, and I guess these two things go kind of hand in hand, of things that people need to keep in mind for summer. This is pool etiquette. This is your top five pool etiquette for the summertime.
Oh, yes. I have a top five.
All right. Would you like to, do I do this right now or no? I do this at number one, right? Okay. We have to get, so.
The biggest from the least offensive to the most offensive.
Okay. Give us your top five things not to do at the pool. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Number five.
Number five is only mildly offensive, not really to me, but to some people, is the topless tanning. Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Yeah. Well, if somebody's doing it like at a public pool, somebody would dare to do that? Yeah, that's definitely a no-no, even though I think, I'm sure if it's legal in Ontario, it's got to be legal in Quebec. So, okay, that is number five. Number four.
I'm going to go with the kids running wild around the pool.
Yeah.
As much as this is summer and the whole family wants to have fun, mom and dad are not ever on a break. You still have to keep an eye on them. You can't, slather on some lotion and pass each other a drink and forget you had offspring. You have to be there for them.
Okay. I would add that goes for restaurants as well, but pools more importantly because there's no running around the pools. Three.
I'm going to go with the sweaty money in the bra. That's kind of gross.
Oh, that's any summer thing. If you have sweaty, do you ever carry the cash in the bra? It's plasticky now, so I don't know if it has the same effect as having... I used to have it in my sock once in a while, but never in my bra.
That's just as bad, if not worse, because who knows what you've got growing in your sock.
Yep. Okay. That is number three. Number two.
I'm going to go with some sort of contagious, festering something on your body that you're now dunking into the water.
Oh, yeah. Nobody needs that, I would think.
No, I don't care how much chlorine is in there. You can't kill everything.
All right. And finally, the number one thing for summer, if you're hanging out in the pool with your kids.
Please don't pee in the pool.
No peeing in the pool.
No peeing in the pool.
All right. And that came with a nice little please. I don't know how hard that is to teach kids, though. Because I'm not that I have any life story there, but is that a hard one to teach the kids not to pee in the pool?
Kind of, because they kind of go everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? It goes with that potty seat thing. If you're not catching it, then it's going everywhere.
That is true. All right. We have one more thing, but I don't know if we have time for it. I've got like a minute. It's basically a first date, and the waitress sneezes, and who knows where the sneezing remnants are going, but... I would just ask for everything. Like, can you bring me everything all over again? You sneezed all over the food. But this guy tips 10% and his date is not happy. What's the proper answer there?
He had the proper answer. He was, as a matter of fact, if she didn't immediately apologize and offer to replace everything, she's lucky she got 10%.
I would just wouldn't eat any of it. I would demand that I get new everything if you sneeze
exactly
while you bring the food and you don't cover your mouth because you're carrying and juggling plates. Eileen, right. Advice Lady, another stellar performance. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
David Cooper ruins the show next.
What about an inquiry into how Richards got this job.
Oh,
now that would serve the nation. It's News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Oh, so nice. So nice. David Cooper is with us right now. David, how are you?
I'm okay. A little sad the queen of rock and roll is gone. Crazy news, huh?
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't know that you're a musician. And so I wasn't going to ask you, but what are your thoughts on a very sad day? I'll be going to be honest with you. I don't know that I knew she was ever called the queen of rock and roll.
She was. She certainly was. And unfortunately, her ex-husband, who I'm not a fan of, was called the king of rock and roll as well.
Wait a second. You're the one who's not the fan.
Yeah, the world is not the fan of Ike Turner.
Yeah, I'm like,
not even worth saying his name, sounded, to be honest. Yeah.
I get your point, but I just thought the way it sounded was like, I got a controversial take here about Ike Turner.
I'm going to say something that's really going to trigger those people who support an abuser. I am not a fan of Tina Turner's ex-husband.
Good to know. It'd be funny if there was somebody like out there right now, you know what, who was like doubling down on Ike Turner. You know, there's no Tina without Ike. Certainly, I mean, the book, the movie, the documentary, they're all heartbreaking. And to see her in almost every interview she's done be nothing but positive, it's hard for me to understand, but maybe it's easy for others to understand. But I interrupted you.
No, she was just a force of nature. She had a really rough, like, life. I mean, before she died, she was chilling in Switzerland with her new husband, you know, living the dream. But up until that point, you know, up until her, I don't know, 40s, she lived a really rough life. She was not treated well by the industry, and she came through on top. And I just love her. And it's not just the book. It's the musical, too, Tina, which is absolutely amazing. I don't think it's on in New York anymore, but it's still on in England, I think. But yeah, like every time I hear that song, River Deep, Mountain High, and I know Ike is credited on that song, but apparently he did nothing. That's why it's just her singing. Every time I hear that tune, I get like the shivers, the tingles, this weird nostalgic feeling. I think that might be one of my favorite songs of all time, Jim.
Is that right? But do I have that song right now? I'm not sure. Let me check to see if I have it, because it certainly is. The one, I think it's the one that was nominated. Yeah, this is it here, right? It was nominated, let me read this, Top Vocal Performance in Rock and Roll History. It was named one of the top vocal performances in rock and roll history, River Deep, Mountain High. You've seen this Tina Broad, well, it's not on Broadway right now, as you're pointing out, but you've seen that?
Yeah, I saw it. And the scene where she's in the studio with that producer, who I think is also a bad guy, Phil Spector, although I don't know the details about him. They were pretty tough on her. They kept on making her do more and more and more takes. But I mean, the final cut's amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, you know what? I thought I dug up this clip, and I know for people who've listened for the whole full hours, you might be tired of it, but this is a clip of Dick Cavett asking Janis Joplin who she enjoys listening to. And Dick Cavett at the end of it is just like sitting there waiting for her to say, give a laundry list of different people. And all she says is...
Who do you go to listen to, Janis, if you want to really have a... Who are your favorites?
Tina Turner.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Tina Turner?
Yeah.
Best chick ever. Fantastic singer, great dancer, fantastic show. She sings with the Ike and Tina Turner Review. Ike is her husband and band leader. And Tina's the show.
She's really terrific. Come by some night, Tina.
So it doesn't sound like she was even on the map at that point when he had mentioned that, or who knows, maybe Dick Cavett's just not into whatever was going on. But I was really like, if Janis Joplin is saying that's the only thing that's going, that's a pretty good... That's a pretty good endorsement. And from the other end, Beyonce being on stage with her in the late, I think 2009.
I was fighting back tears. Literally, you know when you have the moments in your life that you always dream about, but it just seems like, okay, it's never gonna happen. It's just, you know, too wonderful for it to be real. That just happened to me. I'm getting choked up now, but that's my dream. I'm so excited that happened for me.
So quite a powerful moment today. And seeing her on stage, David, with almost every important, you know, musical performer of a generation. Like, there's this clip after clip of after clip of every star that exists, her being on stage with, because they all were like tripping over themselves to be in her orbit.
She really was that great. I like the Janis Joplin quote on Dick Cavett, where she was like, list your influences. And she's just like, Tina, end of list.
Yeah. End of list. So was there a specific, River Deep Mountain High that was the one song that did it for you?
Yeah, I think that was the first song. I didn't even know who sung it the first time I heard it. And I'm like, this is an amazing track. It took me maybe 5-6 years later until I kind of really investigated in my early 20s about Tina Turner and really went deep there. But yeah, that's got to be by far one, not just my favorite song of hers, but one of my favorite songs of all time.
And the singer in the musical, I'm guessing there's probably a whole bunch of them depending on where it's touring, but she can hold a candle to Tina?
Ah, she did a great job. I forget who it was, but she retired shortly after I saw her. I am trying to look it up and talk to you at the same time. I'll look it up over the break.
But, it's a name that people would know, though.
Yeah, Adrienne Warren, I think, is the name of her. But yeah, she was unbelievable. Definitely did the character justice. Definitely did the singing justice. And it's something that I'm really glad to have seen.
All right. I'm going to have to take a look for it. There's so many. I mean, the documentary is great. The book is great. And clearly the movie I thought was very powerful. And I thought Angela Bassett probably should have won a Academy Award for it, because she's absolutely fantastic in it. And it is, you know, the arc of her career is, again, it's heartbreaking. But it's when you ever see her interviewed or you see her on stage in the later years, you would have a hard time seeing anybody who felt sorry for herself, because she didn't seem to do that at all.
No, she just had this larger-than-life presence, yeah, with her amazing hair. Yeah, it's a sad one. I don't know. It hit me kind of hard, Jim. I didn't cry today, but when I heard it, it definitely lowered my mood a lot. And usually when celebrities go, I couldn't be bothered in most cases.
I feel the same way. I don't know why, but the ones that I can remember would be, I mean, Anthony Bourdain, I thought that hurt, and I think that hurt a lot of people.
Yeah, I didn't get that one, but another one was Norm MacDonald. That seemed to get everyone, which it got me too, and I still don't know why.
I gotta say, I just thought he was just so brave and just didn't care about what the consequences might be, and he... You know, he was maybe a bit before his time, because he almost couldn't be canceled. When I'm thinking of certain comedians right now, I'm thinking of people telling them, hey, we've taken over, almost like the war for what your turf is. And some comics won't are like, and I think Dave Chappelle is one of them, going, no, you can tell me what I can't say, but I'm not going to listen to you because I'm uncancelable. And I don't know that I'd put it that way when it came to Norm, but I know he didn't necessarily seem to care what anybody thought and what the consequences of him going sideways in a performance might be.
Yeah, for Norm, the closest I could come for my best guess to why it hit everyone is he had this really large, I don't give a you-know-what attitude, combined with the fact that he seemed like a really nice and warm man. Those two things combined, I feel like you don't see a lot.
I still remember I saw him in Halifax, like the first, there's few, I don't know, I think, well, I was wrong once. I remember I saw Chalk Circle live, not that they're a bad band, but I was like, this might be the next Beatles. When their first album. But I remember when I saw Norm MacDonald, I thought, wow, this is really something special. As is David Cooper. More in a moment on the iHeart Talk Radio Network.
The reason auto manufacturers are taking AM radios out of cars. Jim Richards and News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
That's awfully nice of you. Awfully nice of you. David Cooper is with us, and in 15 minutes' time, it's Low News Day, where we try to find the worst audio that is available in talk radio and play it lots. What a thing to look forward to. David, we've got a list here of things that give a room a good or a bad vibe. Would you like this? They polled some 3,000 people to find out top things that could give a space a good vibe. Would you like to hear what they are?
Yeah, but these are not like the shining examples of pollsters. These are the guys who are like about to be fired. They're given the terrible, like the good pollsters are doing other polls. You know, I mean, who lives their life studying to be like a statistician or whatever, only to study this? I gotta wonder, but I like it. So let's jump in.
I don't like it now that I've read it. I've gone through the list. It's like obvious things. Like one of the things, it's just super obvious things. Do you want a room with good vibes to be clean?
That's it? That's it? Just be clean?
Yeah, it's one of them. Yeah, be clean.
Not necessarily. I mean, really? If it's like well decorated, but it's a bit like cluttered, fun decoration, I don't mind a little mess as long as it's like a curated mess. So I don't know that I agree with that.
A room with good vibes has lots of windows or very few windows.
So you're telling me if you trap me in a stone prison with no windows, yeah, I'm going to have a bad time?
Yeah. What has a better vibe? Like one little porthole window or all glass windows, you know, huge bay windows with great views.
So you're telling me the engine room of a steam liner is not a good vibes room because there's no windows? I can't believe that.
Yeah, it's hard to. Okay, you're right. Lots of windows for a good vibe room. What about smell? Do you want it to smell good or bad? What do you think the 30,000 people responded? Do they like it to stink or do they like it to smell good?
This person got fired from the polling company the next day after coming up with this one. That was it for them.
You're correct.
They had one chance to prove they could keep this job, and they failed by designing the worst questions. I think probably a good smell, Jim.
All right. They want it to smell good. What about this? A nice, quiet atmosphere or living next to a construction site? What room has the best vibe?
This is my favorite poll. I think probably the nice atmosphere, I have a hunch that it's not the construction zone.
Okay, you're correct. A nice, quiet atmosphere is what people went with of the 3,000 people surveyed. The next thing they stated was, does somebody want light, calming music or loud thrash metal for a room with a good vibe? What is your guess?
Well, I think if you're with a bunch of hard metal rockers, you know, wearing the chain wallets and the black makeup and all this, you know, with the spiked hair, probably the metal. But most people, the serene music.
Unbelievable. You so far are 5 for 5 on rooms with a good vibe. Hold on. David, are you sure you haven't seen this list?
I'm sure whoever did this poll no longer
cheating?
Has a job.
Are you cheating, David? Okay, let's go with, hey, does a room with a good vibe have really, really old, decorative, turn-of-the-century design? Or is it trendy, clean design?
I would love to have been a fly in the wall in the writer's room for who came up with these questions and then walked away from that writer's room thinking, this is going to be a great poll. I'm definitely not going to be fired. What are they talking about?
So
I'm great at my job.
Trendy, great design?
Yes.
You would be right. Yeah. What about ceilings? Do they want them to be really high? Or do people enjoy standing up and bumping their head all of the time? What does a room with a good vibe have? High ceilings or low kind of John Malkovich ceilings?
Well, that was a good movie, but I don't think that's enough of a curveball to justify low ceilings. I'll go with the high ceilings.
David, are you sure? I think you're lying. I think you've seen this list before.
This is my favorite segment we've ever done. I just am going to say that now.
Now, should it have a couple of plants, or should it have lots and lots of plants overgrown and just like crawling, creepy crawling things everywhere all over the wall? Lots of plants or a couple of plants?
Well, at least a couple for the fresh air. I might like the lots of plants, though, because plants are people too, Jim.
That is true. It actually does say lots of plants, so you were correct. What about temperature? Do you think it's a really good idea to have it be, I don't know, for your listeners down in America, 110 degrees, or up here in Canada, allow it to get into the 40s or something like that? Or should it be a comfortable temperature that everybody can agree on?
Well, I do like that song by the Merrymen, Feeling Hot, 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 but I'm going to go with comfortable temperature for the good vibes.
Yeah. Unbelievable. It's hard to... Hold on, Tony. Did you send this list to David prior to the show?
He did not.
I did not.
Unbelievable.
Never cheat like that. I would never help David cheat like that. Come on.
I'm having premonitions. That's what this must be.
Oh, man. This next one is so funny. So funny. 3,000 people.
What polling company? Can you just, do you have any information about the polling company?
I'm sure I could find it. Yeah. Again, 3,000 people surveyed on what a room with a good vibe has. David, does it have lots of places to sit or nowhere to sit?
If I ever run from office, I really want this polling company to do my numbers. I think probably a few places to sit and relax might be a good vibe.
You nailed it. That is the room with a good vibe. I'm like, wow. No, I'd like to stand or something like that. It's absolutely ridiculous. But that is what a room with a good vibe actually has. Really, really.
Would it have chainsaws running through the floor like in Super Mario Brothers that could cut your feet and kill you? Or would it not have those things to have a good vibe? I don't know. Let's poll.
Somebody says, I love David Cooper. He doesn't need a thermometer. He is hot.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That is nice.
I knew my mom listened to the show.
Very kind.
I was about to swear and get us all in trouble. That something poll was just about the funniest thing I've ever gone through in my life.
Yeah.
What were they thinking? Like, what is the purpose of putting out this article? What publication? What polling house? I got to know. I have more questions than answers.
I'm going to have to do some reverse research on that and fire it out. Hold on. Are you Googling right now, Anthony?
We got to get the person who came up with that poll on the show. I mean, that's an interview right there.
Okay. You are getting me to look it up right now. Okay, here it is. It is in... No, there's no... It doesn't
well,
say
be
nearly
the
half of North Americans use Vibes to design how a new space feels. So that's how that came about.
Okay.
All right. We only have about a minute left here, David. Another person says David Cooper started his podcast. Yes, David Cooper, talk about your podcast.
Yeah, I got the art all ready to go. I mean, you know, like any good business plan, domain name first, business plan second. For me, concept art first, podcast second. It will be arriving this month, and I'll have more to say about that very soon, I guess.
All right. When was it supposed to have launched? Let me ask you that question.
Well, I said May, but I strongly implied May 1st to your listeners, but I did say May, so May.
You're still on target.
Yep.
All right. Very good. Thank you for your thoughts on vibes and design, and also your thoughts on Tina Turner.
Yep. And we'll see you next week. I'm out tomorrow night, Jim.
Oh, are you? I didn't know that. Okay, I will see you next week. Okay. I'm kind of off parts of next week as well. Slow News Day is next. All right. I was going to say something about the last segment, but I won't. Thanks for the texts is what I'm going to say. 71010. And don't forget to get this podcast wherever the hell you get podcasts. And follow and subscribe, the most important thing. Find the News Talk Tonight, Jim Richards podcast, and follow and subscribe. Right now, it's time for...
It's News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
It is time for our anchor, Tony Tedesco.
For Northern California
Live. You gotta wait.
I gotta wait.
Slow News Day.
A Northern California library book is finally back in its rightful place after being overdue for nearly 100 years. It's a copy of A History of the United States by Benson Lossing. Here is the library's director, Chris Creedon, talking about getting the book back.
One of my staff members brought it, came up and said, oh, somebody had returned that book. They thought it was really cool. It was a really old book. All of us are just, you know, wondering where the book could have been for so long, you know, from checked out in 1927. And actually, none of us have seen a library book that was checked out in 1892 or anything else. And to have it be from this library from that far back is really incredible.
Tony had a good point. Maybe the guy from, find stuff in a hoarder, ask the guy who cleans out a hoarding place anything, found it. But also, how did they do that entire report without once finding out what the overdue charge would have been? Did they mention it?
They did find out what the overdue charge
did. Sorry.
It would have been almost $1,700, but the library says they would not charge that to the person.
Only $1,700?
$1,700, I guess.
That's a pretty good deal.
You know, maybe back in the day it was less than a penny or whatever for late charge.
That is a steal. Sorry, did you say that in your intro? Because if you did, I did not.
This was an after note. Yeah.
All right. What a fantastic story. Maybe that will be the worst, most useless audio of Slow News Day. We only have about 6 minutes to find out.
This little boy was promised a big surprise as he played outdoors, and it turned out better than he could have imagined. His dad, who had been away in the Navy, called out behind him. Check it out.
Did you win my prize?
I did.
Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, Daddy is your surprise.
That's a great story. That is definitely a news story. Let's go to Tony, though. How are you doing right now, Tony, after hearing that?
It was a really cute story.
But you're not crying?
Not yet. No. But I did get feels. I definitely got feels.
Yeah. We throwback. This story made Tony cry in the summer of 2021.
But she didn't think I was coming home for 2 more weeks. Obviously, there were tears of joy, so I didn't get a kick out of her crying, but I was like, oh my gosh, my baby. Because she's my only daughter, my only child, so, you know, we grew up really close together.
So I just jumped in his arms, I'm crying, I'm like not really even sure that it's real at that point.
Tony and I were a little choked up by that when we were doing the feels 2 years ago.
Yeah.
How could you not get the feels?
Yeah, I have friends that are in the military.
Are you all right?
That chokes me up.
Yeah, it is. Are you joking or you're
not
actually
even close?
Yeah.
I'm for real.
Okay, all right, we can get another one of those.
That was from 2 years ago. And it gives me great pleasure to say at this time. Not news.
A Georgia inmate tunneled through a wall in an attempt to harm a man in a neighboring cell. Cavian Thomas allegedly dug a hole through a wall in a shower stall and attacked Mr. Russell. Here is interim Fulton County Jail Commander Curtis Clark talking about the deplorable conditions of this aging facility.
An idle mind is the devil's workshop. Found shanks were made from parts of the building. This jail has clearly outlived its useful life, and our daily job is to make it as safe as we possibly can, not only for staff, but for the inmates as well. I have lost so much sleep since being assigned to run this location or this facility. It's difficult to talk about.
That is news, and tragically, the way too many of our facilities are. That's an American story, but I'm not sure that it's wrong on a lot of the facilities in Canada. You know, when we were debating about the new bail conditions last week, I ran across an alarming statistic on the weekend, and I apologize, this is only an Ontario number, but everybody's like, everybody gets on bail, out on bail, but no, I'm sorry, you're intentionally an uninformed idiot. Because not everybody gets out on bail. And the fact of the matter is, when there's the tragic one in a million story of something going sideways, you're like, we need new bail conditions. But get a load of this number. 70% of the people incarcerated in the province of Ontario right now, 70% of them are awaiting trial.
Oh, but we need new bail conditions.
All right, genius. Thank you for your attention to detail. Next, Tony, what do you have for us?
During our show on Monday night, Stevie Nicks thanked Taylor Swift for writing the song You're On Your Own, Kid. She said it helped her mourn the loss of Christine McVie. Here's Stevie.
Thank you to Taylor Swift for doing a favor for me. And that is writing a song called You're On Your Own, Kid. That is the sadness of how I feel. As long as Chris was even on the other side of the world, we didn't have to talk on the phone. We really weren't, you know, phone buddies, it was like, and then we'd go back to Fleetwood Mac and we'd walk in and it would just be like, hello sister, how are you? And it was like, no, never a minute had passed. Never an argument in our entire 47 years, never. But it was the two of us were on our own, kids. And now, I'm having to learn to be on my own, kid, by myself. So, you help me to do that. Thank you.
All right, let me put it in, let me say it really quickly. Stevie Nicks was thanking Taylor Swift for writing a song that helped her get over the passing of Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac. I don't think we have any more time. We have to pick the number one audio that we enjoyed from tonight's segment for Slow News Day. Do you have a vote, Tony?
Of course, it's the little boy with the big surprise of his dad showing coming home from the Marines.
All
the
right,
military.
Let's play that.
Did you bring my boys?
I did.
So cute. Hey, what are you doing?
Daddy! 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 My daddy! I got boys for mommy!
Yeah, daddy is your surprise.
And with that, we bid you adieu. Hold on, the CTV National News is next. They'll go in-depth on the passing of 83-year-old rock queen and icon Tina Turner. Your local news will happen in about 35 minutes' time. Thanks to Tony and also to Anthony. Enjoy your evenings and go Braves.